The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie by Muriel Spark. Read by Miriam Margulies. Chapter 1. The boys, as they talked to the girls from Marcia Blaine School, stood on the far side of their bicycles holding the handlebars, which established a protective fence of bicycle between the sexes, and the impression that at any moment the boys were likely to be away. The girls could not take off their Panama hats because this was not far from the school gates and hatlessness was an offence. Certain departures from the proper set of the hat on the head were overlooked in the case of fourth form girls and upwards, so long as nobody wore their hat at an angle. But there were other subtle variants from the ordinary rule of wearing the brim turned up at the back and down at the front. The five girls, standing very close to each other because of the boys, wore their hats each with a definite difference. These girls formed the Brodie set. That was what they had been called even before the headmistress had given them the name in scorn when they had moved from the junior to the senior school at the age of 12. At that time, they had been immediately recognisable as Miss Brodie's pupils, being vastly informed on a lot of subjects irrelevant to the authorised curriculum, as the headmistress said, and useless to the school as a school. These girls were discovered to have heard of the Bachmanites and Mussolini, the Italian Renaissance painters, the advantages to the skin of cleansing cream and witch hazel over honest soap and water, and the word menarche. The interior decoration of the London house of the author of Winnie the Pooh had been described to them, as had the love lives of Charlotte Bronte and of Miss Brodie herself. They were aware of the existence of Einstein and the arguments of those who considered the Bible to be untrue. They knew the rudiments of astrology, but not the date of the Battle of Flodden or the capital of Finland. All of the Brodie set, save one, counted on its fingers, as had Miss Brodie, with accurate results, more or less. By the time they were 16 and had reached the fourth form and loitered beyond the gates after school and had adapted themselves to the orthodox regime, they remained unmistakably Brodie and were all famous in the school, which is to say they were held in suspicion and not much liking. They had no team spirit,